This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent VC's Alan Keith Gilliam, Defendant Appellant, decided May 30, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent, v. No. SD38592, filed May 30, 2025, Alan Keith Gilliam, Defendant Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Webster County. Honorable Chuck Rapogle. Judge affirmed Alan Keith Gilliam, defendant, appeals from his conviction, following a jury trial, of 5 counts of second-degree statutory rape under Part R 506-6-034. Defendant contends the trial court erred by admitting evidence that a third party committed sexual abuse against victim prior to the incidents of sexual abuse charged against him. Finding no error, we affirm. Factual background and procedural history. When victim was 13 years old, she began dating boyfriend, who was 18 or 19 years old. Defendant and his wife were friends with boyfriend. After boyfriend started one, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016, unless otherwise indicated. Two, bringing victim to defendant's home. Victim became friends with defendant, and defendant also became friends with victim's parents. Boyfriend would bring victim to defendant's house multiple times a week. When victim was 14 and 15 years old, defendant sexually abused victim on multiple occasions in his home, in his garage, in boyfriend's residence, and near a creek. Boyfriend participated while defendant was sexually abusing victim. The sexual abuse often occurred when no one else was in the home, but there were at least 2 instances where others were in the residence. And the sexual abuse either occurred in a separate room or in the shop, a building just outside of defendant's residence. Victim did not come forward about the abuse until a few years later, when she was 17 years old. The police contacted defendant, who had moved to Texas, and asked defendant if he would come to the police station in Missouri for an interview. Defendant agreed. Upon defendant's arrival, an officer, read defendant his Miranda rights and escorted him to an interview room. Defendant stated that he understood his rights. The interview room was unlocked and defendant was permitted to leave if he wished. During the recorded interview, defendant told officer that he had cried during the drive up because he suspected he knew what they wanted to talk about and admitted to sexually abusing victim on numerous occasions. Defendant was arrested and charged with 5 counts of statutory rape in the second degree. In addition to the evidence outlined above, defendant's recorded interview, including his admissions to the crimes, was admitted at trial and played for the jury. Officer testified that defendant was at least 34 years old at the time of the abuse. Further, the evidence at trial supported that defendant would have known victim's age at the time of the abuse. 3. During the state's opening statement, victim's stepfather, was discussed. Defendant objected that such evidence was irrelevant, and the state responded that the evidence was relevant to victim's credibility and to explain why victim delayed her disclosure of the abuse to law enforcement. 2. The trial court overruled the objection, and the state proceeded to briefly discuss sexual abuse perpetrated on victim by stepfather in its opening statement. During victim's testimony, the state asked victim if stepfather had ever sexually abused her. Defendant renewed his objection on relevance grounds. The trial court again overruled the objection. Victim testified that stepfather began grooming her when she was 9 or 10 years old and began sexually abusing her when she was 12. When victim was 12, she told a few friends and teachers at school of the abuse, but nothing ever came of it. When victim was 16, she told her mother about stepfather's abuse. Victim's mother became upset with her and hit her. This caused a strain on victim and her mother's relationship. When victim was 17 years old, she told a childhood friend about the abuse. The friend encouraged victim to come forward, and victim ultimately disclosed both her stepfather's and defendant's abuse. The jury found defendant guilty on all 5 counts of second-degree statutory rape. The trial court sentenced defendant to 7 years to run consecutively for counts under third, and 7 years to run concurrently for counts 4 and V. This appeal followed. 2. Although defendant's objections were transcribed as indiscernible, context